Let's do this! Thank you so much for tuning into today's story. Don't forget to rate and follow so you never miss out on all the Ryers Readers fun. Before we get into the story, do you want to know a fun fact? Did you know that beavers are great builders? You may have known that beavers build dams across rivers and streams using rocks, mud, and sticks. But did you know beavers also build lodges using sticks and mud? These lodges have underwater entrances, which protect the beavers from predators like wolves and bears. Inside the lodge, the beavers have a dry, comfortable living space above the water level. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, story time. Today, we are gonna read Silly Goose's Big Story by Keiko Kasha. Goose made up great stories. His friends would always beg him, "Tell us a story, Goose!" One day, Goose said, "Once upon a time, there was fierce pirates. Soon, they were sailing the seven seas together, looking for treasures, and Goose was the captain, the fiercest of all." Another day, Goose said, "Once upon a time, there were scary dinosaurs. Soon, they were roaming the earth together, hunting and growling. And naturally, Goose was the T-Rex, the scariest of all." Then, another day, Goose said, "Once upon a time, there was a mighty king. Soon they were marching through the towns and hills together, conquering the world. And who got to play the king? The mightiest of all. Why, Goose, of course." "Wait a minute, Goose," said Beaver. "You always play the hero. Why can't we take turns?" "Yeah," said Porcupine. "I'd like to be the hero sometime."
"Me too,"
said Squirrel.
"No way," said Goose. "I always play the hero. Come on, keep marching."
"That's selfish," said his friends. But Goose wouldn't give in. "They are my stories, so I'm the hero," he insisted. They were so busy arguing, they didn't even notice that someone was listening. Suddenly, a big wolf shouted, "Hello, lunch!" They all screamed and ran, but poor Goose tripped over his royal cape. Wolf scooped him up in an instant.
"So you're the hero, huh?" Wolf chuckled. "More like a hero sandwich to me."
Goose was in big trouble. He had to think fast. Finally, he had an idea.
"Mr. Wolf," Goose said, "I'm glad I found you. You're in real great danger."
"Is that so?"
Wolf laughed.
"How?"
"Well, I'll tell you." Goose began the biggest story he ever told. Once upon a time, there were thousands of happy wolves living on this mountain.
"Uh-huh," said Wolf.
"One day, what's his name? Oh yeah, Wem showed up," said Goose.
"Wem? Who's that?"
"Oh, Wem is short for Wolf Eating Monster," Goose continued. "He used to wander around saying, 'Yum, yum, I smell a wolf.' And then, when he found one, he popped it into his mouth like a peanut."
"You are lying," said Wolf, but he looked worried.
"It's true, Mr. Wolf," said Goose. Do you see thousands of wolves here? And this is the worst part. Wem is back! Just at that moment, the trees started to shake, and they heard loud footsteps in the distance.
What's that? Said Wolf.
Soon, spikes of hair appeared above the treetops.
It couldn't be, said Wolf.
Then, in a deep voice bellowed,
Yum, yum, I smell a wolf.
It's Wem, cried Wolf. He dropped Goose like a hot potato and took off running. He never looked back.
Phew! Goose was relieved, but not for long.
Something big was coming his way. It was getting closer and closer. Then, from behind the trees, there came his ferocious-looking friends.
Yum, yum, I smell a wolf.
They were still growling together. Goose shouted with relief.
Oh, you guys, you're Wem.
Yup, I shook the trees, said Squirrel. The footsteps were me slapping my tail, said Beaver. I was Wem's hair, said Porcupine.
Hey, you know what? Beaver shouted. We finally got to play the heroes.
Play the heroes?
You are the heroes! You saved me!
Tell us another story, Goose, the friends begged as they walked home.
Okay, I've got a good one, said Goose.
Once upon a time, there was a silly goose who had the three greatest friends in the world. The end.
Don't forget to stick around to see if you can answer today's paying attention question.
Before you go, do you think you can answer today's paying attention question? Who pretended to be the Wem's hair?
If your answer was Porcupine, you did it! Great job! You sure were paying attention. I hope you enjoyed that story. I wonder what we're gonna read next.